Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. It's his first hit in America. Leave On. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos and the mayhem around here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book. Well, go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find all my books there. So it's just you and me continuing to have a segment, another segment with the two of us, just us, you and me. I want to talk about the results of the last poll that we took. As you know, in our newsletter, by the way, I hope you subscribe to my newsletter. It's right there on the homepage of the website, on the right, top right. You click on that, and all you got to do is put your email in. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. A couple of articles, a poll like we're talking about now, a book review, past interviews that I thought might be meaningful to you, future guests coming up in the week ahead. It's a lot of stuff there, and we've been doing it for over 20 years. Haven't missed an edition in over 20 years. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. But in our newsletter, every week we poll our audience. Every week we have a different poll that we want you to answer. And most of it's around our businesses. Some of it's current events, occasionally politics, sometimes world stuff, global stuff. But this week we ask about the economy. I like to get an update. I typically poll my audience with my online audience there with quarterly and year end. What's the year look like? How did your year turn out? How was the end of the quarter? How's the next quarter look? That kind of thing. I try to keep up with where my audience is, the people who follow me. With other surveys that we report on, like the NFIB report, like the Inspirity report, like the Principal report, so many others that we report on, and it's interesting, very interesting, how closely our polling mirrors the others, which I'd be glad to point out are much more scientific than ours are. But we asked this question just this week: a month into the new year, how does your business look? And so we have four options typically. The first option was we're off to a quick start and expect another strong year. Over a third, 37% said we're off to a quick start and expect another strong year. A third, that number's important. 48% said January is never great, but we're expecting another good year. The first month of the year after the holidays is not good for a lot of folks. But so we've got over 80% that feel strongly about the economy. 11% said we're seeing some softening for 2020, and 4% said right now we're not optimistic about 2020. Well, if you want to see how the economy is going, watch the bottom two responses to any query that we make about this. Over the 20 years that we've been polling small business owners, when the economy was slow to middling, the bottom responses were in the 40 to 25% range. So the bottom two, we're seeing some softening and we're not doing good at all, have been in the 40 to 25% range combined. To this week, those bottom two responses are barely 15%, like as much as a third of what they have been, say, 4, 5, 6, 8 years ago. But when small business owners are optimistic about what they see going on around them, meaning not getting hysterical about some virus on the other side of the planet, when that happens, the bottom numbers start getting smaller, like this time. 15% of our people are not optimistic. So I have to say that in almost two decades of polling small business owners myself and reporting for over 20 years on small business optimism, as I mentioned earlier, More scientific sources like Dr. Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB Index and others, I've never seen the bottom two responses total so low, only 15%. 85% above the line, meaning optimistic. 85% optimistic. The primary reason I think we can place such a high value in this response is because most of these folks have been to town more than once. They weathered the lost decade from 2008 to 2016. They weathered that lost decade and they survived. They know real from not so much because they're closer to customers. Small business owners are closer to customers than any other marketplace sector. And as I pointed out, one reason not so much for so much enthusiasm is because even if and when it will happen, there's another marketplace downturn, I should say. They know, these business owners know, they can weather it better than ever before because their financial condition is better than ever before. One of the reasons I'm convinced, and this is that the small business owners are more confident right now, is they feel less vulnerable. They feel financially stronger, more in control of their destiny. And as we all know, Mr. Newton's law is alive and well in the marketplace. What goes up comes down. We'll have a marketplace correction or a recession or something one day in the future. And these people are not afraid of that anymore because of their economic condition. And that's a rubber to meet beats the road analysis. You won't get on CNBC or Fox Business or Bloomberg. Only right here on the Small Business Advocate Show will you hear that kind of analysis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.